Her expression grew slowly blank, as though she were painstakingly washing emotion out of it. She said,
"I never thought about it."
Bailey said, "You said you go on walks with Jothan Liebig all the time, then corrected yourself and put that in the past. You don't go on walks with him anymore, then?" Gladia shook her head. Expression was back in her face. Sadness.
"No, we don't seem to. I viewed him once or twice. He always seemed busy, and I didn't like to, you know."
"Was this since the death of your husband?"
"No, even some time before. Several months before."
"Do you suppose Dr. Delmar ordered him not to pay further attention to you?" Gladia looked startled.
"Why should he? Jothan isn't a robot, and neither am I. How can we take orders, and why should Rykan give them?"
Bailey did not bother to try to explain. He could have done so only in Earth terms, and that would make things no clearer to her. And if it did manage to clarify, the result could only be disgusting to her. Bailey said,
"Only a question. I'll view you again, Gladia, when I'm done with Liebig. What time do you have, by the way?"
He was sorry at once for asking the question. Robots would answer in terrestrial equivalents, but Gladia might answer in Solarian units, and Bailey was weary of displaying ignorance. But Gladia answered in purely qualitative terms.
"Mid-afternoon,"
she said. "Then that's it for Liebig's estate also?"
"Oh, yes."
"Good. I'll view you again as soon as I can, and we'll make arrangements for seeing."
Again, she grew hesitant.
"Is it absolutely necessary?"
"It is,"
she said in a low voice.
"Very well."
There was some delay in contacting Liebig, and Bailey utilized it in consuming another sandwich, one that was brought to him in its original packaging. But he had grown more cautious. He inspected the seal carefully before breaking it, then looked over the contents painstakingly. He accepted a plastic container of milk, not quite unfrozen, bit an opening with his own teeth, and drank from it directly. He thought gloomily that there were such things as odorless, tasteless, slow-acting poisons that could be introduced delicately by means of hypodermic needles or high-pressure needle jets, then put the thought aside as being childish. So far, murders and attempted murders had been committed in the most direct possible fashion. There was nothing delicate or subtle about a blow on the head, enough poison in a glass to kill a dozen men, or a poisoned arrow shot openly at the victim. And then he thought, scarcely less gloomily, that as long as he hopped between time zones in this fashion, he was scarcely likely to have regular meals,